Let us continue to save time in this lesson. It is actually one burden this morning with these two lessons. And as I said earlier, these material will be passed on to you in hard copy form. So not to worry if you don't have it with you. I pray to the Lord during the break that what I speak here will find its way into your hearts and minds, so that this would not just be a message or some messages given, but it will really have some impact in you. And this second lesson is in fact going to be four main points of practice that you can start to do after these words. And so I hope that would happen. Now, just a little bit of my story to that I have shared here and there before. So if you have heard it, please forgive me. The first time I was confronted with this burden of shepherding was back in 1974 and 75. And a lot of this, even that we're going to cover in this lesson, were words given, or rather training messages given by Brother Lee in those days. In Anaheim, we had just migrated from Los Angeles to Orange County. We didn't even have a meeting hall on Boer Road, or Huntington Beach, where some of us were. But Brother Lee conducted some trainings during the week while he was also doing the what we call the ministry station in the life study of Genesis. And those messages are put together in the book. And that book is the normal way of fruit bearing and shepherding for the building up of the church. The normal way of fruit bearing and shepherding for the building up of the church. Well, in brief, what I want to say at that time, by the way, I was just about to be married, or I just married. And I was in my mid-20s. And I want to tell you that that training on this matter of shepherding changed my life, or revolutionized my life, in a way that it felt like it was a fresh salvation. And by that time, I have been living in the church life, or have moved into the church life in 1979 to Los Angeles for 6 years, five, 6 years. So I was a consecrated brother. I was deeply 100%, 1,000% living in the church life. I was in all the meetings. I was bearing burdens in the church, the young people, etc. I was an active person. I was not a peripheral member. But this training changed me, changed my life. Because for the first time, I was confronted with an ugly fact. And that is, naturally, There's not a bone in me that care for anybody. Just as, even as a human person, a human being, I have no interest in people. I can just be by myself and read the Bible and pray and all of that, no problem. I can even go and do things for the Lord here and there. But caring for people, and I mean really caring for people, with empathy, with sympathy, with a spirit of sacrifice, and with real interest in other people and their condition, in the human condition, in a way of taking interest of their needs and spending time not on my own things, but on their things for their benefit, to pray for them, to see them, to reach out to them, to... It's just not in me. You say, is it possible? Well, here I was, 1,000% for the church. But when it comes to having a part in this shepherding ministry and work of Christ, I was outside the door. And that revelation was a difficult one, and I was floored. I was exposed. It's exposed doesn't really describe it. I was just shamed and convicted that that's how I was. And if I'm going to shepherd, something has got to change. And that something is me and my disposition and my preferences and my priorities. And let me tell you, brothers and sisters, that's not easy. That was not easy. And so the points that we're going to cover in this session is very experiential to me. I hope they will be, to a great degree, experiential to you as well. In my experience, these points that Brother Lee gave us and told us to do was absolutely the process that I had to go through. It's not just sitting down and say, okay, I'm going to shepherd. I'm going to do it. It's not like that. It's not making a resolution. It's not making a decision. It's your being revolutionized, being changed. It's your being a different kind of man, a woman, or person, or human being for that matter. It's you really opening your heart of hearts to allow this shepherd and his sacrificial shepherding, laying down the soul life, replace your natural man and its natural tendencies. It's that kind of a change that took place in me so many decades ago. Now, I'm not here trying to dramatize and say that you must have, such a level or intensity of experience. But in principle, It should be the same with all of us. It's like a woman who never bare a child and now thinking to bear children. You know, it's not just a little decision there. There's a lot of change that has to take place. A new mindset. A new reason to live. A new view of one's life and reason for existence. It's not about you anymore. It's about another life that you bring forth, that you are responsible to raise up, and so on and so forth. This kind of need pressed me and should press all of us into some finer and deeper dealings with the Lord. There are some of us here that serve in the church. You may be even busy serving in the church life, but you may not have this experience. So your service can only go so far. It cannot go deeper. To acquire a burden for people and to minister Christ to them in their circumstances and in the midst of their conditions and needs requires another life. The natural life cannot do it or can run out. It takes another life. Now, am I transformed since that time until today? No, it was a long process. And I'm still having to today fight my disposition in certain ways so that I can continue to shepherd and care for people. And a lot of times, it's not in the big things, brothers and sisters. It's in the small things. It's not in some gigantic, heavy-duty case in the church life. It's just that one saint, that one brother, one sister, that one little college kid, or whatever the case may be. All right, let's just come to this now. And Brother Lee speaks very clearly. And let's hear him. We need to receive a burden to serve the Lord by caring for and ministering life to people. So what's a shepherd, really? To be a shepherd is to simply minister to people, to minister life to people. But that is not just a spiritual act. You know, you go and give people a message. No, 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 no. There's a lot of prerequisites concerning your interest, your heart, your feeling, your burden for that person or those persons. If those are not there, it does not work. Some brothers, they can give a good prophecy, even sisters, good prophecy in the prophesy meeting, but they don't shepherd people, and they cannot shepherd people. It's about having people in your heart. It's about another person finding a place in your inward parts, in your inner being. Well, a lot of this can be seen, of course, in the Lord's life and service, and particularly in Paul's, the apostles. You just need to read all his epistles, and I would say particularly 2 Corinthians, where here is a man who opened his heart completely to these Corinthians who were not in good shape. And you just read that epistle. It's just full of the tenderest, the most intimate care and concern, so that he was able to speak honestly, openly, to those that he was burdened for. Well, let's just go on, all right? So there are 4 points here. Let's start with the first one. For us to practice, if we mean business, to be a shepherd. In order for us to minister life to others, we must do at least 4 things. First, we need an adequate contact with the Lord. Well, with the shepherd himself. To be with the shepherd, to be shepherded yourself. In this matter, even in the matter of shepherding, we need his shepherding, don't we? We must all purposely, that word is important, purposely go to the Lord simply to spend time with him. I'm not telling you to run out of the hall and go find someone to shepherd right now. I am talking about go to the Lord with a purpose, with a clear purpose to be with him, spend time with him, and open to him about this very matter, not about other things, but just about this thing of desiring to be a shepherd today. We need to be like the purchased slave in Exodus 21, who said, "I love my master, my wife, and my children. I will not go out free." We should tell the Lord, "I love you, I love the church, and I love the saints. I want to remain here to be your bond slave." I don't want to call this a consecration. The consecration sometimes is an overly used word. This is to reiterate your love, reaffirm your love in a very particular way towards him, towards his church, and towards his children, the saints. And for that, we tell him, we assure him, we will not go free. We willingly remain to be a bond slave in this household, in the church. Just say that to the Lord. Just tell the Lord that. Exodus 21:6 says, "Then his master shall bring him to God, and shall bring him to the door or to the doorpost, And his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. Okay? When we make that commitment, the master will do something. The master in this case is God himself. This slave actually portrayed in Exodus 21 is a type of actually Christ, the bond slave of God. And we are here to follow him and imitate him. So what God did was just to, what the master did was just to immediately take this person to the doorpost and put a hole in his ear. You may say, what's the point here? That's the point here. Well, here are some words. In type, to have our ear bore through is to open our ear. To be a good serving one does not depend upon our feet, our hands, or our eyes, but upon our open ear. The first thing to be a shepherd is to listen, is to hear what the chief shepherd has to say. To be the proper slave of the Lord, we must not be as instructors, but as instructed, not as teachers, but as learners. So it's very interesting thing here that this servant of the master who decided to remain forever to serve, the most important thing is that he is instructable. He is teachable. This person can be told what to do. This person can receive instructions. The verse that Brother Lee used was Isaiah 50, verse 4. The Lord Jehovah has given me the tongue of the instructed, that I should know how to sustain the weary with a word. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the instructed one. You may think this is strange, but brothers and sisters, the revolution that I experienced in my being came a lot from this verse. I found that though I have been serving, I'm not this slave with a hole in the ear, one that is totally being instructed because his ears are awakened and open to hear what the master has to say. And by this instruction, this slave or this serving one would know how to sustain someone else. The weary ones with a word. Much of our shepherding is by prayer. Much of our shepherding is by our words with others. Not in a message form, not even in a so-called fellowship form, but just words from the master for this weary one. One who has life and the timely word from the Lord can speak the timely word to sustain and minister life to the weary and weak ones. When we care for other people, we're not just going there to solve problems or just give some advice or words of wisdom. It is to bring Christ to them. It is to give them a rhema word from the Lord. Could be very small. Could be just a few words. But those are the words that at that moment sustains, revives, comforts, inspires, encourages, strengthens. We must all go to the Lord first to consecrate ourselves anew, to serve Him in the church, and to participate in the service. Well, Brother Lee did use the word consecrate, didn't he? But this is a particular consecration that I'm talking about. I'd like to ask you all, challenge you all to do this, even if we have certain experiences before, to do this, spend time with the Lord in this way. Lord, I now see service in a higher and deeper way. Lord, I want to enter into this service of shepherding. Let's see what the Lord will do, what the Lord would say. Spend time with Him, with the shepherd Himself, brothers. Peter did after the breakfast, and the Lord just pursued him. The Lord wore him out with three questions. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me more than these? The Lord may come and say, do you really? You love me more than your job? You love me more than these things? You do? You really do? Then go feed and go shepherd. Suddenly, our time is touched. Our schedules are touched. Our bodies are touched. Everything is touched. Our ears are touched. Our tongues are touched. The second thing, we must learn in the presence of the Lord to be dealt with by Him. I know I talked about dealings before, but this is a further dealing, a more specific dealing related to becoming shepherds. We may say, Lord, this is a prayer Brother Lee used. Lord, here I am. I know that I'm not fitting and useful. Lord, I open myself to you. But I do not depend on my opening. I depend on your exposing. Have you heard that prayer before? I don't even depend on my opening. I depend on your exposing. My goodness, this is a person who is really open. Bring me into your light. Shine over me. Shine within me. And shine through me thoroughly in order that I may be exposed. My, it's not easy to pray this prayer. prayer for exposure. None of us like this, like to be exposed. But without this kind of a dealing, brothers and sisters, we may still be blinded or really in the dark of our, related to our real condition. We all need such a prayer. We should spend adequate time in the presence of the Lord for this purpose, checking with him again and again until we get through, until nothing further needs to be exposed. I did this. I really did. I took time in those days, just asking the Lord, what's the problem? What is the possible hindrances? What are these hindrances? What are the impediments to my becoming a true shepherd? Lord, shine. And he did. And he surely did. And it was difficult when the light comes, because in my case, it touches nothing less than my disposition, which I share with you in the first session. I mean, like, it's like asking a person to change. That's the hardest thing to do. A person can do many things, but he'd have a hard time to change himself or herself. It's like, that's the Lord. That's what I want. You got to change. Your disposition has to change. If you continue the way you are like this, that's it. You won't be of that much use to me, doing some other things maybe, but not this. I mean, I got my back against the wall, I felt. I mean, I love the Lord, I love the recovery, the ministry, the whole works. But the Lord is saying that, well, do you want this bad or not? Do you mean business? Are you ready to make a further sacrifice and pay a higher cost? The third thing, after we reconsecrate ourselves and deal thoroughly with the Lord, we can pick up a burden before him to care for people. Now we're ready to pick up a burden before him. Now, this is not to say that you need to spend months to deal with the Lord and years later you pick up a burden. No, these things is cyclical and continual. The amount of dealings we have with the Lord is reflected in our ability to pick up certain burdens before him to care for people. And as we go onwards to care for people, we'll be further exposed, further dealt with. And all that is so that we can become further useful in his hands to care for people. The Lord is not here to deal with us to make us to make us painful, to make us hurt. No, brothers and sisters. He only would touch one who's willing, one who is ready. Like it says, Peter said concerning the elders, not by way of compulsion, not by way of just a dutiful obligation, but because the heart is there and the burden is there and the prayer is there, the Lord will work in a deeper way in each one of us. For this purpose, the Lord needs even the teenagers. My, this burden is even for teenage saints. Can you believe that? Even the older teenagers can pick up a burden to care for those in junior high school. After her consecration and dealing with the Lord, a young sister could say, Lord, I pick up this burden. I give myself to take care of the junior high girls. This is my service. I will pick them up and I will bear them all the way to the New Jerusalem. You say, well, what does a teenage girl, what can she do? Well, apparently she can do a lot. It's all relative. It's possible. Of course, how the Lord would touch a teenage sister would be different than what the Lord can touch in me as an older man. But that's relative. The point is, where there is an opening, the Lord is there. The Lord is pleased with available persons on the earth, ones who would pick up his lambs, right, and bear them all the way to the New Jerusalem. If some teenagers will do this, they will have the Lord's presence with them. They will see the blessing. We cannot tell how far the Lord would go with these young ones. By this kind of service, they will become useful in the Lord's recovery in the coming years. I absolutely believe this. And I've seen this here and there. We do not need to pray in a begging way. We may simply say, Lord, by your grace, I pick up the burden to care for the younger ones. And there's so many younger ones by age and by spiritual growth. So many younger ones. Lord, you must go with me. We can give the Lord such a command. The Lord truly will honor us and go with us. When you pray, I always say this, when you pray for yourself, the Lord may not respond every time. But if you pray in a pure heart for someone else, I'm pretty sure the Lord will answer it. Of course, according to his will and in his time. All the brothers and sisters should need to pick up a burden, such a burden, all the brothers and sisters, old and young. The older sisters, for example, can pick up the burden to care for the older saints. No one can appoint us to this service. We all must go to the Lord, the head of the body, have a thorough dealing with him, and pick up a burden. This matter of shepherding is not a matter of assignment by elders. And elders, please do not organize this kind of shepherding. Let the saints take the initiative and be organically led by the Lord. To do this work. Leading ones, our job is to do it ourselves as well and become a pattern to the believers. The fourth point. After we have a thorough dealing with the Lord and pick up a burden, we must learn to be interested in people. You know, I have mentioned before, there's this first chapter in the book, The Character of the Lord's Worker by Watchman Nee. It is called A Lover of Men. A Lover of Men. And there, the men does not mean just saints. Brother Nee made it very clear that men means all men. All created human beings. And that word love can be practically inferred as interest. You know, you would not love something unless you're interested in that something. If you have no interest, zero interest, zero heart, well, where does love come from? God so loved the world. Well, may I say, God was interested in the world. Interested. The world there means the men, people in the world. God was interested in people. That eventually ended up in his love for people. Of course, love is the source, we know that. But interest. Many of us are interested in things, affairs, projects, but really not much interest in human beings, in people. One, because of the fall, many of us are not interested in others. We do not care whether others grow in life, and we feel that it is sufficient for us to care for our own spiritual welfare. However, the church service requires every one of us to be involved with others. Maybe it's time for us to pray less for our own growth in life and pray more for that of others. Maybe we will mature more that way or quicker that way. We should all pray, Lord, burden me. I want to be fully interested in and involved with all your dear saints, not in a natural or social way, but in the way of life. Lord, I'm willing to pay any price, even at the cost of my life. I love these people, and I would die for them. I want to see them saved, grow in life, and become matured. If we cannot pray this prayer, we can at least read it and pray it, huh? At least we can repeat it. I mean, these words, full of feeling and very, very specific. We need to say this to the Lord, and we need to invoke the Lord's response by such prayer. Lord, mainly what we're saying is, Lord, I mean business. Please mean business with me. Burden me. And do something within me and change me. Then we can pick up the burden for some specific persons. We should make a list of their names, always keep it in front of us, and pray for them one by one. As we pick up interest in people, our eyes would be open to see. This is not people watching, huh? This is to see. As the Lord say, lift up your eyes and see the harvest. The fields are white. You have to lift up your eyes and see the harvest. Then you have a burden. You have to lift up your eyes to see the saints. And I don't mean just the outer eyes. I mean the inner eyes. Who is that person? Who is that brother sitting in the back? Who is that sister who he spoke? Many of us, we just come, do our prophecy, and go home. How many of us is so observant, so interested, so concerned. What about this one? How about that one? Who's that new face there? Who's that high schooler there? Who's this college kid looks like? Who's that couple over there? Who's this older brother? We don't even know their names in the church life. The elders cannot know everything and everyone. We need to do our part. By this, the Lord will start to burden us with someone, some people specific. Maybe someone we know, maybe someone we don't. The Lord would burden us. Then we will start to have a little list of some names. That list may start with one person. It's okay. It's okay. Just one person. But I'll tell you, as we go on this path, that list will grow. The Lord will add to that list. If we're faithful. And the first thing to do is not even go to them, but to go to the Lord with them. And one by one, a name at a time, a face at a time, a person at a time, a brother at a time, a sister at a time. My, I tell you, our prayers will be specific, would be targeted. Do not be just general. Lord, I pray for so-and-so. He or she is in this situation, it seems. Lord, I pray this and that. We pray a lot of general prayers, but really not enough specific prayers like this. May in the church, many in the church need our shoulders to bear them and our breasts to embrace them. You know, I was just in Manila. I gave a message on prayer. And this time, on the subject of prayer, using the tabernacle and the things in the tabernacle as a type, we did not cover the golden incense altar. You would think when you talk about prayer, you cover the old golden incense altar. No, this time we cover just the breastplate. You know, the Israel tribes' names were in two places. Number one, it is on a shoulder belt, two stones there with 12 tribes of Israel inscribed. And tied to that is the breastplate of judgment hung in the front over the ephod of the high priest, where there are 12 stones in, also with the names of the 12 tribes, with the Urim and the Thummim. And the high priest would shoulder Israel and embrace Israel on the shoulders of strength and on the breast of love into the presence of God. And there God speaks. God speaks. God instructs. Before we contact people and minister to them and labor on them, we have to bear them. We have to love them. We have to have them on our shoulders and in our heart. We must be those priests that bear certain ones into the Lord's presence. When they fall, we should weep. When they rise up, we should be joyful. We must bear them as our burden. These four things, brothers, I would admonish all of us to start to practice in these coming weeks before we meet next time. I do mean that, brothers and sisters. Now, the last thing in this outline is about having a burden to care for others requires us to have a change in our disposition. And this is my story, my humble experience. I say a big amen to this. Many of us as well, we need a change in our disposition to care for people. According to our disposition, we like to contact people who match our taste. However, in order to invite people and care for them, we should not have a particular taste. You just only like this kind of people. Well, that greatly discounts your usefulness because of your choice and preference. Many times the Lord would send to me, would put a burden within me of persons I have no particular natural interest in. But the burden is there. So you see, shepherding is good for us to save us from our narrowness, our preferences, our natural tastes and tendencies, to cause us to be able to love all. To save us from selectivity. We must receive the believers because the Lord had received them. This requires us to deal much with our natural disposition. You know, receiving others by way of shepherding requires us to deal with our selective disposition. Amen. Brothers and sisters, amen to this. That's why we cannot receive everyone. In doctrine we do, okay? We know we have to receive everybody. In our heart, no. We only receive certain ones into our hearts. We filter. We choose. It's not easy to receive as God receives, to receive as Christ receives. That's the apostles' words. To be blind in this matter, I don't mean to be undiscerning, but I do mean to be broad, to be generous, to be open in our care and love for all kinds of people. We'll find out when we get into this how narrow each one of us are. You know, only people that fit that shape or slot in our heart can get in, yeah? Only that one key will work to open your heart. My, it's hard to find a heart where anyone can get in. That's the Lord's heart. In order for us to have a heart and burden to care for people, we desperately need our disposition to be changed. The greatest hindrance to our usefulness is our disposition. Remember that. We need to let the Lord touch our disposition, and we need to deny it. Practically speaking, to deny the self is simply to deny the disposition. These are, wow, on point, brothers and sisters. The law in the spiritual realm is that we must care for people. If we do not care for people, our prayers for increase cannot be answered. If we pick up a heart to care for the unbelievers, the Lord will honor that care and the increase will come. Likewise, if we pick up a burden to care for other saints, the Lord will honor this care also. There is a factor, there is a unchanging principle for answered to prayers. And that is not just how desperate you pray, how sincerely you pray, but that your heart is there, your care, your interest, your love is present. And with that, you pray, the Lord will honor. A lot of our prayers are somewhat heartless, perfunctory, general. But when you cry out with a name, that prayer is specific. That prayer is desperate. Lord, please save so-and-so. Lord, help so-and-so. Lord, bring so-and-so through. Lord, break through in so-and-so. We all need to go to the Lord and ask Him to burden us. Our usefulness is altogether in our care for people, not in doing things, not in doing things. The basic need in the church service is to care for people. Yes, we need to clean the floors. We need to wash the windows. We need to maintain the meeting halls. There are many things to do, but those are not the primary things. The primary thing is our care for persons and people. The essential, finally, the essential basic elements of proper shepherding are a love for people, an interest in them, a burden for them, and adequate prayer. No shepherding can be prevailing if we do not have these elements. When these elements are present, brothers and sisters, we can go. We visit, we contact, we invite, we spend the time. All right, I think this is a good time for me to end here.